With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The Dáil has been told that there's a 55% increase in the cost of some staple supermarket items in the last 3 years. And now the Soc Dems are bringing forward a bill that would give the food regulator powers to investigate what is going on. Are the shops ripping us off, or is there something else behind the increase? I'm joined now by Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore, an adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College in Dublin, John Fitzgerald. Jennifer, if I could come to you first of all, what exactly do the Soc Dems want the food regulator to do?
Yeah, Kira. So good morning to you and your listeners. Look, all your listeners out there will know how expensive food has gotten and how much money they're spending at the till every single week when they go. I mean, you know, 4 in 10 parents are actually skipping food at the moment so they can feed their children. So there is a very, very serious problem with the cost of food at the moment. The government a number of years ago set up what they call the Agri-Food Regulator. And this food regulator was essentially established so it could work out what the prices were along the food chain, so from the farm gate to when you actually purchase it in the shops, and that mechanism was there to ensure, I suppose, that there was fairness, you know, that the farmers were getting proper pricing for their food, and that the government knew exactly where the prices were being made along that food chain. Now, that regulator was a really good idea. We absolutely support having that regulator in place. But unfortunately, the government, when they set it up, they did not give it the teeth it needed to actually do its job properly. And last year, the regulator, they tried to do an analysis on eggs, on the price of eggs and the food supply chain for eggs. And they were unable to do it because a number of entities along that food chain refused to give them the information that they needed. And the Agri-Food Regulator does not have the powers to compel them to do so.
Okay, so you're looking for the right to know how much the farmer gets, how much the haulage company gets, how much the distributor gets, all of... So what goes into the makeup of the price of the eggs on the shelf? Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily that I want...
No, but that's what the Agri-Food Regulator wants.
And it's actually the Agri-Food Regulator last year wrote the minister and asked for those powers. So this isn't something that, you know, the Social Democrats dreamed up. This is actually the regulator themselves have sought those powers to compel businesses to provide them that information so they can do their job properly. So that was over a year ago they sought that information. All we've seen is prices go up and up and up, and the minister and the government still have not given them those powers. So the Social Democrats have now, and I've brought it, I'm bringing a bill in to enforce this to so that the government can actually get this on the table for the agri-food
regulator. Okay, and maybe lastly before I bring in John in just briefly, Jennifer, is the hope of doing that that we might see prices, I suppose, some kind of a halt put on them climbing inexorably, or that there will be some kind of a slowdown in that because it will become clear maybe that profits were increasing. Is that the okay, so that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely, yeah. We want transparency, Kira, on where the prices are being made, where the profits are going on.
John, I'm going to bring you in here. Your reaction to that?
We know why the prices are rising. The central bank in September published their quarterly with an analysis. And the reason why food prices are up are because beef prices are up, dairy produce are up, and chocolate is up. Chocolate's up because of climate change. The dairy and beef because farmers are getting much higher prices. Actually, the milk price is coming back down. But for beef prices, cattle prices were up 47% in September. So the money is going to farmers. And if you want to go after farmers, I think it would be a bit unfair because they're having a good year in beef after many bad years. And the Consumer Protection Commission, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission looked at the grocery sector earlier this year and showed that there is competition there. So it's not that they're making the money. The money's going to farmers. So if you're worried about food prices, you need to go after farmers, and I don't think that's a good idea.
All right.
The other aspect of this is, and it surprised me, the SRI published a paper in September which showed that on average, people on low income spend about 14% of their income on food. People on middle income spend about 10%. So it does hit a bit more. So the way to deal with that is social welfare payments, and people on social welfare payments next year should be better off, despite the fact that beef prices are up.
Let me bring Jennifer back in. Jennifer, are you going after farmers? Because that's going to be the upshot here. And also, why not just tackle, I suppose, social welfare inequality?
So what I'd say is absolutely not. We need farmers, Ciara, to be paid properly for their food. And for many years, that wasn't the case. And I don't believe that when you see, you know, 36 or 50% increase on your shopping, that the farmers are getting 50% more for their produce.
Well, John just said they're getting 47% more for beef this year.
So, well, what we're looking at is across the entire food chain. And when John talks about the fact that the Consumer Protection Authority said that there was good competition within the sector, they were doing that on limited information because yet again, and the Social Democrats, this is another thing that Social Democrats have been calling for, is transparency in the profits of the large supermarkets. And the government refuses to make supermarkets and the large supermarkets publish their profits in the same manner that they do in the UK, right? So the Consumer Protection Authority was basing its report on a lack of information. And in actual fact...
Now let me bring John back in on that. John, what would you say to that? Would that give consumers more rights if supermarkets had to publish their profits?
The Competition Commission can look at that issue. They get the information and they say there is competition there. So and in terms of food, it's certain items, like pork isn't up. Prices are roughly where they were last year.
I can't remember how many exactly, but it was 40,000 the head of cattle. I mean, the national herd has been culled or at least limited over the last year or two.
Well, actually what's happened is this is a worldwide issue. And the central bank looked at this in detail, in particular at beef prices, and they showed they're up in Britain, they're up in Germany, they're up in the Netherlands, they're up worldwide. So you can't control them. This is a worldwide phenomenon, and it is temporary. It's because of a shortage of supply worldwide, and farmers will produce more, and the prices will come back down. That's where the money's going from the higher prices.
Look, we will leave it there this morning, but my thanks to both of you for coming on and discussing that. That was Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore and Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College in Dublin, John Fitzgerald.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.